morning and read it, and then we're going to get right into a message this morning. And so much I want to say and to you this morning, and so much has happened this week in the past couple weeks. But anyway, Luke chapter 11, verse number 1, look there with me. The Bible says this, and it came to pass, Luke chapter 1, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verse 1. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. And I'm going to stop right there with that verse, and I'm going to pray and ask God. Prayer, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, it's our great delight now to stand before you, and I ask that you help this morning. I pray that, God, what you is given is sufficient, and I know that it always is, Lord. It's not you, but it's us. And I pray that our hearts has been made prepared, Lord, for the preaching and teaching of the Word of God. I thank you again for our first-time visitor that's here with us this morning. I thank you for our regular, our people that are here, and God, for those who, for various reasons, Lord, I know not all reasons, but it's certainly for sickness and health. We trust you be with them. And then, God, we ask this morning now, if there's one today, again, that's not a Christian, Lord, they've never trusted Christ as Savior, that, Lord, even today, it's not impossible, Lord, that Thou would speak, that we might be able to hear what the Spirit saith unto your people. God, bless now. Give me words that are of clarity, and may the Spirit of God use me in a very special way. And we'll thank you and we'll praise you in Christ's precious name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. Thank you again for being here. Now I want to bring a message to you this morning. And of course my subject and my text this morning is going to be in the Psalms. Psalms 90 this morning. As I think about Psalms 90 this morning, I'm thinking of a prayer scene. Some theologians tell us that this is a prayer of Moses in Psalms 90. So I'm thinking of prayer. I think prayer is important. And I don't know about you this morning, but I think that we need some people that can pray. And I believe prayer is a cost, amen. I think it is a cost. But I think also not only do we need to pray, but we need to recognize who we're praying to. Who are we praying to? Who can he do what we are asking him to do? Jesus' disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. And we know the life of the Lord Jesus Christ several times in the Gospels. We find him getting alone to pray. And I believe in all my heart he's God, amen. Some people don't know that, amen. They're still talking about it. But I believe the Lord Jesus Christ was God manifest in flesh, amen. I believe that's who he was, amen. God put on a robe of flesh and came down among men and walked among men. He's God, amen. And no wonder. And God shows us how he loved us, amen. For us, amen. So, but he said, Lord, teach us to pray. In several occasions, he praying, amen. His high priestly prayer in John chapter 17. You ought to read that sometime. His high priestly prayer. He prayed. So we're talking this morning about prayer, but at the same time, we want to appreciate our God, amen. And we'll see that this morning in the life of Moses. I think Moses is kind of at the close of his life, I believe it is. I believe this particular psalm, Psalm 90 and Psalm 91, is given to Moses, the great man of God who led God's people out of the land of Egypt, whom God mightily used, and yet he has to say something at the close of his years. I want you to know this morning that words are powerful. And I think if we think them through, amen, and whether we're singing them or articulating them, or what are we doing with them, their words can be used, amen, to influence and to help. And it's no wonder, today that the devil is having a heyday. A heyday because of the voice, amen. And so many today are out of the way because of the influence of words. Now, so much has happened this week, and I'll tell you, I jotted some things down and I didn't bring them with me. But I don't know about you, but I saw in the news where a father and a son shot a man about a mattress. A mattress being dumped somewhere in the alley, And man, they played the video. I mean, they're arguing. They got guns. This guy don't have no gun. The guy that's in, he got killed, don't have a gun. I mean, they're talking back and forth, and they're arguing, amen, about a mattress, about dumping a mattress, amen. A man loses his life over the dumping of a mattress because they get in a quarrel. The value of a human being is less value today. And guns, and that's just one incident. That's just one incident. What about this race somewhere out in the country having a political race and all the siblings against their brother who's running for some office? What a testimony. Who said blood is thicker than water? Amen. I mean, all of them against them. I'm against them. I'm running for the other guy. Wow, what a tragedy, folk, that we live in today. And I know I got a short time to do what I want to do this morning. I said I want to just be plain, amen. Preacher, can you just be plain? Can you just say what you got to say, amen, and stop? But I'm telling you, we live. Now, again, I go back to Florence. I go back to the time that we're living in. And I think we need to pray, amen. I mean, prayer, what should have been our prayer the last couple of days? I know with mine been, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you, I want to say, we dodge a bullet, but Lord, thank you for turning it somewhere else, amen. But it could have come, it could have been my house, amen. It could have been your house, amen. And I'm saying, well, to stop, amen, and think about the times in which we're living and say, Lord, thank you. While we still got blood running warm in our veins, and while we still got a voice, amen, and for some of us, while we still got strength, amen. Ought to do something to us. I'm just a preacher. That's all I am this morning. But I'm going on this morning. I'm saying Jesus said men ought to always to pray, amen, and not to faint, amen. And I say again, prayer. The prayer life is lacking today. It's lacking today. You know, he said also, Jesus in the gospel, as he was dealing with people, over in the book of Mark and the book of Matthew, you want to write something, I'll give it to you. I'm going to turn to Matthew 17:21 and Mark 9:29. Jesus said, this kind cometh not forth but by fasting and prayer. So you want to have power with God? It comes by prayer. And that's what I'm talking about this morning. Prayer unto an eternal God. That's the title of my message. Now, I did some preaching on night scenes and prayer scenes over the last couple of years. I did so. But I thought about it this morning. Prayer. Prayer changed things, folks. Prayer can change things. We never know, amen. Know what prayer does? Prayer presupposes that God is. That's what prayer does. Prayer, the offer of prayer is to believe that there's a God, amen, that can meet your need and my need. Prayer. Prayer is so important. And not only that, I think faith and prayer kind of mix and mangle themselves. We're in the book of Hebrews, and now we're getting into the chapter 11, and we find this glorious verse in chapter 11, for without faith is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that